1. Begin transmission.
Oye, oye, oye. I do hereby call this meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee to order. My name is Tobe, and I would like to say good afternoon, or good morning, or good evening, depending on where you are and your time of day locally. What am I doing today? What's on the agenda for the Dubious Goals Committee? Well, let's take a look. All right. 3 pages of agenda here, and apparently I forgot to go to the drugstore to get my pills. Well, I guess I can always do that tomorrow. I don't need them before then, and I probably won't even need them tomorrow, but I'm sure I'll be running around doing something tomorrow, so I might as well stop at the drugstore. Maybe look at all the cheap flash drives and see what's on sale. Alrighty. I'd like to take this moment to read from the Principia Discordia, and we're going to practice a little bibliomancy here and just open to a random page, and here we go. This is page 67 or page 74 or page 75, depending on which numbering system you use. Entitled, A Joint Effort of the Discordian Society and the Post Office Liberation Front. Export license not required. This is a chain letter. Within the next 55 days, you will receive 3,100 pounds of chains. In the meantime, plant your seeds. If a lot of people who receive this letter plant a few seeds, and a lot of people receive this letter, then a lot of seeds will get planted. Plant your seeds. In parks, on lots, public flower beds, in remote places, at City Hall, wherever, whenever, or start a plantation in your closet, but read up on it first for that. For casual planting, it's best to soak them in water for a day and plant in a bunch of about 5, about a half an inch deep. Don't worry much about the weather. They know when the weather is wrong and will try to wait for nature. Don't soak them if it's winter time. Seeds are a very hardy life form and strongly desire to grow and flourish, but some of them need people's help to get started. Plant your seeds. Make a few copies of this letter, 5 would be nice, and send them to friends of yours. Try to mail to different cities and states, even different countries. If you would rather not, then please pass this copy on to someone and perhaps they would like to. There is no truth to the legend that if you throw away a chain letter, then all sorts of catastrophic, abominable, and outrageous disasters will happen. Except, of course, from your seed's point of view. And my only comment on that would be that if you don't know what a chain letter is, maybe you're too young, that's your problem. Ask somebody, look it up, find out somehow. It's very important. Now, I need to go check the score of the Mexico and Argentina game, so while I step out of the room for a second, why don't you listen to the weather? Talk.
The current time is 11:28 p.m. Central Daylight Time. As Canadian high pressure builds into the central plates overnight, clear skies and light winds can be expected across the area. A dry and mostly sunny day is in store for Wednesday, before another weak front moves into the area on Wednesday evening, bringing another chance for showers and isolated thunderstorms to the area. This front will slowly move across the area on Thursday with a continued chance of showers. Low temperatures overnight will be in the mid and upper 50s. Highs on Wednesday will be in the mid-70s to the lower 80s. Now for the official National Weather Service forecast for the Omaha and Council Bluffs area. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows in the upper 50s. Northeast winds up to 5 miles an hour. Wednesday, sunny.
Well, the score is 2-2 with about 3 minutes left to play in added time, or injury time as it's sometimes known. Oh boy, that's going to be a close one. I can't wait to see what happens. And then I'll watch the highlights a little bit later tonight. And I already saw all the highlights for the European qualifiers for Euro 2016. But I'll watch those again when they come on super late as I'm trying to go to bed. I love falling asleep to football highlights, especially the ones that I've already seen, so I don't have to actually stay up and watch them. You know what? I think we'll just go out there now and see what's going on. Leo Messi tied the game up with in the 89th minute, meaning the last minute of regulation play. And then nothing happened. But now I want to see the highlights, the after-game highlights. So we're watching, I don't even know what we're watching. We're watching Channel 76.
Este domingo, él domina en la cocina.
15 minutos en lo máximo y el resto es de Dios.
Así es. Pero si te metes en su camino...
¿Algún otro héroe?
Podría salir quemado.
Voy a entregar el paquete.
Steven Seagal en Under Siege 2, Dark Territory. Este domingo a las 9, 8 centro por un más.
This Ramon Limón is blackmailing me.
With what? What's he got on you?
It's none of your nosy beeswax.
Well, then it sucks to be you.
You'll be who it sucks to be if I have to call my bridge partner.
Ooh, who's your bridge partner?
The district attorney.
So?
Sir, that stolen Lima bit one of your prostitutes right in the face, and she says she can't go to hospital because she's, quote, tripping balls.
La autoridad le viene al rey de Dios, mas no de modo inmediato, sino a través del pueblo. La falta de monarca significa que la soberanía debe devolver al pueblo.
El pueblo.
Quite the opposite of the original goal. We know that the president's deal with Iran will leave it with thousands of centrifuges, an advanced research and development program, and access to billions of dollars, at least some of which the president himself has acknowledged would be used to support terrorism. We know the president's deal with Iran will allow it to further ballistic missile research and strengthen its economy. In short, by almost any measure, we know that Iran will emerge stronger from this deal in nearly every aspect of its national power and better positioned to expand its sphere of influence.
You know, I'm just sitting here drinking hot tea, and I should probably be drinking cold tea. I got a sudden urge to drink cold tea. I guess I could make the hot tea that I have cold, or I could just open up a can of canned iced tea, and I think I got some peach. Do I still have some peach? You know, I think I drank the peach last night, which means I have a lemon. I've got a lemon tea, I've got Texas sweet tea, I don't know. What do I want? I got hooked on this stuff earlier this summer when it was really cheap. This grocery store had it on sale for 69 cents a can, down from 99 cents. And I thought, oh, that looks yummy, only because I liked the can and the design on the can. I thought, oh, I'll buy this can, and so... It turned out there was tea in it, which I kind of knew to begin with, but I bought it anyway. And actually, I bought like 4 or 5 because they were cheap and I was feeling rich. And I went home and I put them in my refrigerator, which cooled them down to a drinkable temperature. Then I drank one and I said, hey, this is pretty good. Normally, I don't drink canned tea unless it's an emergency, but I actually liked the lovely artificial flavors of this tea. I don't know what chemical is the artificial flavor of tea, but you know, never notice how these iced teas never taste like iced tea? Like they've never seen a tea plant ever? They never spent any time in the same country as a tea plant? So sometimes I just like to drink the artificial flavor, and this is one artificial flavor I do enjoy, is the artificial tea flavors of artificial tea. I also like, sometimes I like to drink, this is rare, but crazy slushes like, you know, Slurpees and stuff like that. And recently I noticed that the Icy Company had little in-pouch, freeze them in the pouch and put them in the thing, and on the when they're cold, then you drink them, and they're not very good, and they taste like pure chemicals and high fructose corn syrup, which sometimes I need the pure chemicals, not the high fructose corn syrup. But, and you know, of course, these are not, these are the types of beverages that don't have flavors so much as they have colors. So they have red or they have blue. And you'd better like one or the other. Sometimes I like green, and I'm happy to report that I found some Green Rivers in a grocery store last week, and I bought them. I bought a 4-pack. It was outrageously expensive. You know, a couple years ago, about 1 year ago, I had the idea, you know, we should go to Chicago and bootleg some Green Rivers back to, you know, get a van or rent a truck and just get a couple pallets of Green Rivers and bring them back to Omaha, and I never did do it, and now I'm paying the price. The price being like $6 for a 4-pack of Green Rivers. Oh my God, you gotta be kidding me, that's highway robbery. But I gotta do it because green is one of my favorite artificial flavors. When I say green, I mean the flavor of the old green lifesavers. I think they tried to push this off as lime. It doesn't taste anything like lime. But if you're old enough to know, you know what this green flavor is. If you're not old enough to know, you're not going to find out, because the green lifesavers these days are either apple or watermelon or something stupid like that, and they've discontinued the flavor. And I was out looking for candy that was specifically green not too long ago. I couldn't find any. I was so pissed. So now I gotta just find my green candy when I need green flavor, and I don't even can't even find it, and I'm getting pissed, but at least I got my Green Rivers. Maybe I'll crack open a Green River, because I haven't had one in so long, and I need the artificial flavor. I need the artificial flavor. Speaking of artificial flavor, why don't you listen to this?
Flavors all around you. Genuine, as the cells swell like a wrist and a razor. Inhale the breeze. artificial flavors all around you.
Vessel, remain anchored. Do not leave port. The Gaddafi regime forces are violating a United Nations resolution ordering the end of hostilities in your country. If you attempt to leave port, you will be attacked and destroyed immediately. For your own safety, do not leave port.
Les vaisseaux libyens doivent rester en port. Le gouvernement de la Libye désobéit à une résolution des Nations Unies d'arrêter les hostilités dans votre pays. Si vous attendez de quitter le port, vous serez attaqué et détruit immédiatement. Pour votre propre bien, ne quittez pas le port.
الضباط البحرية الليبيون اتركوا سفينتكم فورا. ارجعوا إلى عوائلكم وبيوتكم بسلام. نظام القذافي سينتهك قرار الأمم المتحدة.
I have got my Green River right here. You can hear the ice cubes rattling in the cup, and it's a lovely green color. When I say green, I mean green. I'd get out my Roscoe gel sampler and tell you exactly, but oh, I'm too busy drinking it. Mmm. Oh yeah, so greeny. Oh yeah. Ooh, it's delicious and it's carbonated, so I can't drink very much at once. Oh, pardon me. Oh, and don't let me mislead you. Green River is not actually artificially flavored. It is naturally flavored. If you read the ingredients, it says natural lemon and natural lime flavors, which usually means D-limonene. I love limonene, but this is not the limonene show. We can talk all about that some other time. Right now we're discussing Green River. And the other great thing about Green River is that it uses real sugar and not corn syrup. Mmm, gotta have some more. Mmm. Mmm. Oh. It's so greeny. So it's like lemon lime, and plus they throw in a little extra citric acid to make it a little bit more citrusy. Mmm, it's so delicious, and it's so green, and the flavor is so greeny. It's just the bestest thing ever. I think I might even have to have some more. Oh, I'm so happy. I finally get to have Green River after so many years. And you know what else I bought the other day? I went to the car parts store, and I can't remember what I was buying Schrader valves. Not for use in a car, of course, you know me. But then I was at the counter, and they had this shiny thing up there, and I was like, oh, what is it? And it's small, and it's round, and it's shiny, and it's got numbers on it, and there's this edge that is like beveled, and it's like this ramp that goes up, and there's all these, what do you call these things, there's all these gradations, there's all these little like ruler marks, you know what I'm talking about. And there are fractions of an inch, and there's some kind of logo. I think it says PT001 or maybe PRT T001. And on the back are the metric equivalents, plus it says China, plus this is made out of metal and it's shiny, and it's about an inch and a quarter in diameter, and it's about, I don't know, 3/16 of an inch thick, and it's kind of shiny but kind of dull, it's kind of satiny, and it's a spark plug gap tool. And that's what it says on the back. China spark plug gap tool millimeters. And I only vaguely know what a spark plug gap tool is for. It's for gapping spark plugs, which I've never done and I know nothing about. But I do remember seeing my dad do it when I was a very young child. He was replacing spark plugs in his Mustang and he was using feeler gauges to do it. And I was watching, because, you know, when you're like four and your dad's doing something weird with the car, you think it's awesome. So I was like, yeah, this is awesome. Gapping spark plugs. And I've never had to do it since, of course. But I had to buy this spark plug gapping tool just because it's metal. It's shiny. It's got a hole in it that says gap opener. I don't know what it's for. Apparently opening gaps. Duh. And then you wedge this edge into it and you twist it until you get to your desired gap. Gap. Spark gaps. We never have spark gaps anymore. Oh, all the fun things you can do with spark gaps. I don't even want to talk about it. Although I kind of do. I kind of want to go get my ray gun. I have this ray gun that I made. It's not really a ray gun. It's an ion gun. I took apart a... And don't do this at home, kids. If you're under the age of 40 and you don't have a great deal of experience with high voltage, do not attempt anything I'm about to say. Anyway, I took an old air ionizer apart, you know, the kind that clean your air and whatever, and I modified it, and I added a capacitance ladder. And I'm not going to go into any details, but I ramped that voltage up, zing! And I dropped that amperage down to nothing. And there's this wire that comes out the end. So I put it in a PVC tube, right? And I got this piece of coat hanger sticking out the end. And it's like a reverse antenna, and so you push the button, and this thing charges up, and it just shoots St. Elmo's fire about an inch off the tip of this thing, about 40-50,000 volts, and you can put your finger up to it and you want to stay grounded to this thing, because you can charge things up with it, and then when you touch them you arc, it's whack, it's like getting a massive static charge, because, well, that's what it is. But I can't play with that thing and mess around with electronic equipment at the same time, because I have bricked stuff before messing around with this thing. At one time I killed a video camera. This was some years ago. But luckily it was a video camera that I bought in a pawn shop. I think I even got it in a thrift store for just, you know, like $10 or something like that. And I thought, oh, I'll make a video of me messing around with my fun old super ion gun. And pretty soon the camera just went off and it never came back on again. I think I heard something arc. I may have, I may not have, but boy, if you want to play with spark gaps, I'm your man. If you want to shock the hell out of yourself, I can tell you, many, many different ways to do that. But this is not the electrocution show. You're listening to Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm also the treasurer of the Questionable Sub-Goals Committee, in which we build spark-generating devices and old-fashioned transmitters. You know, if you want to really send Morse code the old-fashioned way, you gotta build a big old spark gap transmitter. Yep. And beep, 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 beep. Except it doesn't really make beeps. You got to have somebody on the other end with a beat frequency oscillator, a BFO. It's not your best friend forever. I'm just hypnotized by this spark gap tool. I keep looking at it and I'm thinking, you know what else this reminds me of? Pogs. Who remembers Pogs? And if you're too old to remember Pogs, oh, don't ask, but I happened to work at a store, and this is a different story altogether, and we sold Pogs, and I got so hooked on them, not for the Pogs themselves, but for the slammers, the metal discs that you would throw at the Pogs to get them to try to flip over. And, oh, strangely enough, and you're not going to believe this, but I got a bunch of my friends to play, and this was, God, how old were we? You know, we were not 8 and 10 years old. You know, we were 25, 27, and 28 years old. You know, partying it up 3 a.m., drinking and imbibing, sitting around on the floor. Let's play Pogs. Yeah, Pogs, okay. Yeah. Bathwack, bathwack. And, you know, that's about all the You know, you can't play complicated games when you're that wasted. You gotta keep it pretty simple, and there's nothing more simple than Pogs. Throw this disc at those discs, see if anything flips over. It's crude, it's rude, it's stupid, but I got a lot of Pogs and I've got a lot of slammers. Oh, I should go get them. I haven't taken them out in a while. And because I got those slammers, because they are shiny pieces of metal that you can't tell what they're for. One of them looks like a little saw blade. It's got skull and crossbones on it. One looks like some kind of pirate coin. And one, I should just go get them. No, I'm not going to do it. Show some restraint. Gotta calm myself. So that's why I can't go to auto parts stores, because I will just buy shiny things if I see them, even if I don't know what they're for. I've done it before, I'll do it again. I shouldn't be driving at all, you know, come to think of it. Oh, I know what I'm gonna do. I got my little calipers. My calipers are brass, and they're awesome and small, and I'll use them to measure the diameter of the spark gap gapper. The spark gap tool gapper. And it is, and if I'm reading this correctly, I need the outside diameter 38 millimeters, which is, I don't know what I go, it's an inch and a half in American. So 38 centimeters in metric and an inch and a half in stupid. And it is how thick? It is 1.5 millimeters thick, or I don't even know what that little mark is in American. You know, American rulers. It's, you know, it's small. It's less than an eighth of an inch. That's about as small as my brain goes, an eighth of an inch. In American, I can go a lot smaller in smart. In smart, I can go all the way down to nanometers and picometers and femtometers. And I would tell you all about that, but I can see that I'm running out of time, so I'd like you to thank you for listening to me on Anon Radio today. Tune in, same time tomorrow, same channel, and I will see you later. Bye, 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 bye.